tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's March 4th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. It's been a busy couple of days for Tesla, and the news has been all bad. Tesla sales are still crashing in Europe all through February. That's according to our Tesla expert, Fred Lambert, who put together as many of the sales numbers as we have available. The drop continues a trend that started last year for Tesla, but appears to have greatly accelerated in 2025 due to a host of new factors that includes Elon Musk's meddling in politics and the changeover of Tesla's most popular car, the Model Y. Now that data started to come in for February, the downward trend is more visible. In Germany, Tesla's down almost 60%. In Spain, it's down over 75%, with 30, 40% being quite frequent throughout Central Europe. Now, that kind of sales slide, of course, is bad for the stock, and that is something that's very important to Elon, which is why he tried earlier this morning to pump the stock by claiming a 10x increase in profits. That pump failed as soon as everybody realized that that was already factored into the stock price, which is trading at about 150 PE ratio. In order to boost demand, though, Tesla is bringing back 0% loans on its Model 3 or $0 due at lease signing. Tesla is bringing back 0% APR financing to new Model 3 cars in the US in order to boost demand at the end of a tough quarter. Furthermore, buyers who qualify for the federal tax credit for EVs can get a deal for $0 due at signing and 0.99% APR. Zero due at signing with 0.99% APR for a term of 60 months when qualified buyers apply the $7,500 tax credit at point of sale. Not all applicants will qualify. Promotion is subject to change or end at any time and cannot be applied retroactively. Used vehicles and enterprise sales are not eligible. Tesla is bringing this deal only to the Model 3 because Model Y is in a bit of a state of flux as the new model rolls out. Now, Tesla is doing everything it can, pulling these demand levers in order to get forward momentum. But it doesn't seem like it's gaining traction in the way that these demand levers have in the past. Tesla stores got taken over by Musk protesters in New York over the weekend, with 9 people arrested, and over in Europe, more than a dozen Tesla cars were burned at the store. Arson is suspected amid global protests. Now, obviously, I don't read French. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm not a French guy, but Fred is, and he basically went through this sort of, I don't know if you want to call it a manifesto that was written by this group of protesters, but this was undoubtedly a call to burn down Tesla stores, which obviously we do not advocate. And Fred very wisely said, this is getting nuts. It's not only dangerous, but it's also not super effective in achieving the goal the protesters claim to want to achieve. The top comment so far by Philip234, it is awful and wrong to burn down 12 vehicles in an act of protest. Couldn't agree more. On the other hand, here is a just published set of internal government memos detailing the cost of the reckless Musk Doge shutdown of USAID programs, despite pleas and warnings from experts in the State Department about these critical programs. Quote, 1 million children will not be treated for severe acute malnutrition. Up to 166,000 people will die from malaria. New cases of tuberculosis will go up by 30%. 200,000 more children will be paralyzed by polio over the next decade. That's according to ProPublica and internal State Department memos. Now, I'm not suggesting that it's right to burn down a dozen cars, but I do understand the outrage over 200,000 needlessly paralyzed children and 100,000 more dead from malaria might make someone just so angry that they do something like this. Still wrong and counterproductive. If you agree with Philip, if you disagree with Philip, get into the comments and let us know. But yeah, man, it's getting crazy out there. Be careful. And not only be careful, but try to be kind to some of the people who bought Teslas, genuinely thinking they were doing something right for the planet, because some of these people are getting so desperate to distance themselves from Elon Musk that they're looking for creative ways to rebadge their cars. These are some of my favorites here in the cover. The Mazda badges are great. The Honda Civic on the Model Y. Man, why does that work so well? It's so perfect. It really has that 90s Honda sort of vibe with a little bit of an update. And of course, the white on black Audi 4 rings on the Model 3 or Y. I don't know. I've always thought they all looked kind of like weird space eggs. So this is not something for me. But yeah, you got to feel bad for those guys, especially the ones with the little stickers that say we bought this before we knew Elon was crazy. So it's rough out there for everyone, guys. Just try to have some empathy. But if you're a fan of Schadenfreude, you have to love this. The BMW iX snatched the top spot in J.D. Power's EV satisfaction survey, pushing Tesla's products even further down the list. For the second year in a row, BMW has taken the top two spots in J.D. Power's survey, slotting just ahead of the Rivian R1T and R1S models, the leaders in 2023. In the mass market BEV segment, BMW's Mini sub-brand also performed well, and it won in 2024. The reason BMW is consistently pulling ahead, it seems to come down to education. Quote, first-time EV buyers are receiving minimal education or training, according to Brent Gruber, executive director of the EV practice at J.D. Power. Dealers and manufacturer representatives play the crucial role of frontline educators, but when it comes to EVs, the specific education needed to shorten the learning curve just isn't happening often enough. The shortfall in buyer education is something we're seeing with all brands. And for their part, BMW and Mini do a great job with consumer education, and the company's Genius program, cunningly cribbed from Apple's Genius Bar playbook, is the best in the car business. With that in mind, it's hard to imagine this going any other way. You can see all of the J.D. Power standings for 2025, BMW iX and i4 in the top two spots, Rivian R1S in number three, Tesla Model 3 is in fourth place, the Model Y slides just below the segment average, Polestar 2 is in there as well, love to see that. J.D. Power's U.S. Electric Vehicle Experience Ownership Study on the mainstream brands, Hyundai Ioniq 6, man, what a great little car that is, Kia EV6, Chevy Equinox, Hyundai Ioniq 5, Chevy Blazer right there, Kia EV, Hyundai Kona. I mean, great vehicles that we talk about here all the time, Ford Mustang Mach-E, Subaru Solterra. Hey, this is an opinion show, right? Surprised to see the Subaru up there, but Subaru is doing a great job with customer outreach and consumer education. So I think, again, that's part of it. But it really surprising to me that the Tesla Model 3 and Model Y are still in the premium segment with the entry-level pricing, with the application of the incentives. I would think they'd be much closer to the mainstream, especially with mainstream automobiles. The average price of automobiles coming in at about $49,000. But hey, don't want to be labeled as a Tesla apologist, especially with all these crazy people out there. And finally, we're going to wrap this one up with something really fun. The Chevy Spark returns for 2026 as an affordable electric crossover with Bronco-inspired styling and 220 miles of range. Chevy is resurrecting both the Spark and EUV nameplates with an all-new affordable Chevy Spark EUV. GM hopes the new 249-mile range EV will be a game changer that helps accelerate the company's EV transition in export markets. I understand there's two different mileage ranges there. 220 is more like the US European range. 249 is the Chinese cycle. Why am I talking about China? Because this is essentially the Baojun YEP vehicle. Baojun, of course, is part of a joint venture with General Motors in China, which is why you're going to see this vehicle all over Africa, the Middle East, and other developing markets, but you're not going to see it in the US. And that's too bad. Quote, built to turn heads and spark excitement, the 2026 Spark EUV debuts in active trim, boasting a bold, boxy exterior, sleek two-tone roof, and sporty 16-inch wheels. Compact yet spacious, it's the perfect everyday errand runner, offering seamless balance of practicality, driving dynamics, and personality. And for those who love to stand out, Spark EUV offers six vibrant color options, including sea blue with a polar white roof, track yellow, tiger blue, gentle gray with a star twinkle black roof, and milky tea. But personalization doesn't stop there. Drivers can further customize their Spark EUV with exclusive accessories like ground effects, front and rear side moldings, assist steps, side and rear storage boxes. Very Saturn in its approach here. The Saturn View and Saturn Ion very famously had a bunch of customizable components. So this is a lot of fun here. This is a vehicle that has some very basic specifications. It's got 101 horsepower electric motor driving the front wheels. It's got a 49 kilowatt hour battery, and it charges at quote unquote just 50 kilowatts, a far cry from the 300 kilowatts you can get out of a Tesla or higher from the Chinese brands. But still, fun little car, affordably priced, unfortunately not coming to the US, which is crazy because I really think that what the world needs now is a sub $25,000 EV, and that thing sells for 12 grand in China. I think $24,995 should be more than doable. But hey, that's just my opinion. Let us know yours in the comments. Be sure to like and subscribe so that, this daily show is coming out like every 3 or 4 days now. But hey, hopefully the content is better. You're liking it more. Give it a thumbs up.